Warning! This program contains the news. And you'll probably be happier if you just don't listen. But if I haven't lost you yet, adjust your shorts and prepare yourselves to get kicked in the dick by the Internet of News. Or by the news of the Internet. My name is Ray Stone. Today is August 14th. I can't believe it's already half an hour. 2025. And, well, you know, it's just fine out there. First things first, up top, I want you to look outside and just go, yeah, none of that stuff is happening here, so I don't need to freak out. And before you start freaking out, let's jump into it. I want to talk about a little bit of good news first. The good news. First things first, and this is amazing. Chinese scientists produce impossible steel to line nuclear fusion reactors in a major breakthrough. Now, this is amazing. If you don't know how nuclear energy works, and right up top, let's go ahead and do it. This is a sing-along, okay? I'm going to say something, and I want you to repeat after me. Clear. Clear. That's how you say it. Nuclear. Nuclear. It's not nuclear. And if it is, well, you should be ashamed of yourself. Anywho, if you don't know how nuclear energy traditionally works, what they do is they charge rods with high density atomic material, nuclear material, uranium-235 and 238, and the product is a material that's very hot because of its density of the atomic structure. If I'm not mistaken, it's all density. The atoms are so close together that the material is hot. Then they take the rods and they submerge them into water, and that creates steam. So the more steam you need, the more electricity you need, the deeper the rods go into the water, which will generate more steam. Then they have a cooling jacket around the outside of that to maintain that the whole thing doesn't melt down. But it's still steam power turning a giant turbine, which rotates magnets, stator, and it's essentially a DC motor generating electricity. You can also have an AC motor, but I think the DC motors are the more efficient ones, and then they break it down and transform it and transmit it and send it. Now, this is different. This is nuclear fusion in which the reactor is housed by this amazing steel, and the steel is capable of protecting magnets, superconducting magnets for brief periods of time to generate zero emission energy in vast quantities. So there are some kissing cousins in the world of magic. Magnets, electricity, gravity, pressure, and piezoelectric. It can come into play, but I don't think piezoelectric is in play here. But essentially, if you have friction between magnets, you can generate electricity, but you must have the friction, which means you have to make them go towards each other and away from each other. There are plenty of things on the internet that will show you that you can, if you create a wheel and then clamp magnets and make them stay, that you can create this spinning wheel. But everything in the science world says that's impossible. And I haven't tried it myself. I would like to. I'm not sure if I'm that smart. But I loved seeing this because nuclear energy is good energy. The issue is we don't have a way to contain the half-life of the nuclear particles, the atomic charged particles, the nuclear waste will outlive us by something to the tune of like 200,000 years. So it's really dangerous stuff and we have to contain it. So if we can contain it, then maybe we're onto something. Maybe we should just ship it off to the sun. I don't know. Let's keep looking at good news. A Jamaican student invented a self-disinfecting door handle for hospitals, design that fits reality. Now, what's funny about this is it uses UV light to disinfect the handle, and it requires 30 seconds before the next person can walk through. So if you're in a hospital and you're in a hurry and you've got to wait 30 seconds at every single door, why don't we just make it to where you wave your hand in front of the door and it opens and you don't have to touch the handles? I mean, come on, guys. Okay, here's something I saw. Heroic dive master rescues Cozumel divers and public raises $50,000 to treat his injuries. He was diving in Yucab Reef, which I have been diving at, and apparently a boat tore through him and his divers in the water. And I want to know some of the details. The article didn't go into why there was no buoy and how come the driver of the boat was where he wasn't supposed to be, and also how come the driver of the boat did not see them. This is crazy to not see people in the water, and this dive master got run over by the prop and it busted up his hand and foot and bloodied him up pretty good. But it's nice that they were able to raise the money to pay for his injuries, and we wish him a swift recovery. Cozumel is one of the best diving sites so far that I've been to, and I'll tell you, it is a lot of fun down there. Scientists find answer to sea star population devastation by pathogen along the California coast. Now, that's good news. They've been saying that the starfish of the sea have been sort of becoming this gelatinous goo and dying off, and they couldn't figure out why. It looks like they are figuring it out. Google turns 2 billion smartphones into a global earthquake warning system. All right, that sounds intrusive. Last up, this just, is it good news? She just made history as Major League Baseball's first female umpire walking onto the field to huge cheers. Like, okay, good job. Are we going to celebrate? You're an umpire. I get it. Okay, first woman in history. Do we have to celebrate every little step to the risk of sounding misogynistic here? That's not newsworthy. All right, let's get into what Google sees as the top stories. I'm going to click right into Trump told Zelensky and allies he won't discuss territory divisions with Putin this week. Now, I put this up top because, yes, he is. That's exactly what he's going to do. And I can't believe I'm about to show you a clip that says it's exactly what he plans to do. Hold on a second, right here. Let's go ahead and, what was that?
So I'm going in to speak to Vladimir Putin, and I'm going to be telling him, you got to end this war, you got to end it. This is really a feel-out meeting, a little bit. And President Putin invited me to get involved. He wants to get involved. I believe he wants.
When he sucks his teeth like that, that's a sign of a lie. Well, let's just watch that again.
Get involved. He wants to get involved. I believe he wants to get it over with. Now, I've said that a few times, and I've been disappointed. The next meeting will be with Zelensky and Putin, or Zelensky and Putin and me. I'll be there if they need, but I want to have a meeting set up between the two leaders, because there'll be some land swapping going on. I know that through Russia and through conversations with everybody. To the good, for the good of Ukraine. Good stuff, not bad stuff. Also, some bad stuff for both. So it's good.
That's the craziest thing you could say. Good stuff, not bad stuff. Also, some bad stuff. In the same sentence, one of the things that bothers me the most about this man, and I've been vocal about this, I was hopeful that he would do good stuff, not bad stuff, but he's done bad stuff, mostly, not good stuff. And he's a liar. I don't trust anyone in my life. If I identify you as a liar, I get you out of my life. I don't spend time with you. I'm not going to waste my time, my precious, precious time, on engaging with someone who is lying. Because someone who is lying has no moral compass, because that starts right there. if you're a liar, it's obvious you're going to cheat to get what you want. And that's, I mean, that's just what is going on. Let's keep it going. NPR, percentage of Americans who say they drink alcohol hits record low, according to a Gallup poll. I mean, that's great. Either that or it's a lie. Who are they interviewing? What I want to know is how many people did they poll? Because pretty much everybody I know enjoys having some beers. I mean, I guess I know a lot of people who don't, who choose not to and abstain, mostly in the comedy, I guess, community. But I don't know if that's true. If it is, good. Drink less. Okay, Fox News to round it out. Watch DC homeless weigh in on Trump cleaning up city streets. This is just kind of an interesting article. Trump is cracking down on crime and rampant homelessness in Washington, D.C. I guess they arrested like 100 and, would they make some 123 arrests on the first day or something like that. And the reaction is the people who live there are like, hey, it's about time. But the homeless people are like, hey, we deserve to just live as well. We don't have to live in a house. We are allowed to be on this public property, which I saw a few things that were interesting. The deployment of troops in D.C. Looks like a move towards authoritarian control. Also, Trump's hinting at potentially wanting to go for a third term, which he did hint at. I saw on the news that he said some people are talking about it. I probably won't. Yeah, because you're not allowed to, because it's prohibited, and we're not. There's no need to have you in there for another term. We've done it before in the past, mainly when we were in World War II. Actually, I think the only time, and that was to stay the course, so that we have a firm hand and we don't shift in the middle of a war and then shake everything up, which is kind of what we do now, or at least we look like we shake everything up. So, the move towards authoritarian rule would be starting to crack down and putting police in the streets and things like that. As Guard deploys, Trump to seek long-term federal control of D.C. police. This is ABC News, and it bolsters the idea. I'm not saying that that's what's going on. I'm just saying it's something that we should watch out for. If he starts making moves like this, we're only in the first year. We're only barely just over halfway through the first year of his three-year term. Now, he's got a long time left, and we should really keep our eyes on the man, because we don't want authoritarian rule here, and I don't think we're going to... I hope we're not headed towards that. I don't think that the American people will allow that to happen, but you never know. All right, BBC, Israeli settlement plans will bury the idea of a Palestinian state, minister says. And yeah, I mean, I think it's obvious what's happening, and let's jump right into it. Bezalel Smotrich. Smotrich just sounds like he works for the devil, doesn't it? I mean, can we please start using a little bit of intuition and not only pure logic in some of this stuff? Because Smotrich just sounds like a demon or something. Outlines plans for 3,000 new housing units in controversial West Bank settlement. This is what they want. This is a land grab. I think this is exactly what's happening in Russia. Same thing is happening in Israel. And Trump wants to be a part of this. Israeli far-right minister says Netanyahu and Trump agreed to West Bank settlement plan. And I'll remind you that at the beginning of this year, in January of 2025, Trump called it a demolition site. He didn't call it a devastation site or war-torn city. He called it a demolition site. And I feel like there's a thing that the truth is trying to get out. You can see it on people's faces. Like when he lies and he sucks his teeth, he's about to lie to you. When he sucks his teeth and puffs at his lip, which is most of the time, he's telling you a lie. Watch out for it. It's micro expressions, and they are so real. Moving on, more from the Guardian here. Trump says Putin wants to get it done at tomorrow's Alaska summit as he floats idea of second meeting with Zelensky, Europe Live. Get what done? We're meeting in Alaska. We bought Alaska from Russia for $7 million back in 1934. I think 34, you can fact check, but in the 30s. And it was as a part of, this is before World War II, so I don't know actually why we did it. Maybe it was post-World War I? I'm going to have to brush up on my history of why and how we bought Alaska exactly. But they're commemorating it. They're using Alaska as a commemorative site to meet. And it's crazy. Now, here's the thing that's noteworthy. Right now, technically, if I'm not mistaken, Putin is not welcome in a lot of countries. So it's interesting that he's setting foot on American soil to have a meeting with the president of the United States when he's potentially guilty of war crimes. Let's move on. Al Jazeera. Trump-Putin meeting. How much territory does Russia control in Ukraine? I just wanted to pull up a map of the controlled region of Ukraine. Obviously, this is Russia over here to the right. And this is the Luhansk, Donetsk, Zafora, Kherson, and Crimea. I don't know how you say all those words, but I'm guessing that this is the land swap. Some good, some bad. Not bad, but some bad. I'm thinking Russia wants all this, and then they get the Black Sea, and they're going to leave Ukraine with this much of the Black Sea. Also, something that Trump said is a lot of people don't know this. Ukraine used to be all ocean front. And it's like, no, it's the sea. It's not the ocean. There's a big difference. Can we please? All right, we don't need to watch that again. Moving on. FBI returns stolen 500-year-old document signed by Spanish conquistador to Mexico. Hernan Cortez, by the way, is the conquistador that we're talking about. What I want to know is, how come the FBI was holding this document that clearly belongs to Mexico? Why do we suck so bad? Is there something to be said for having a secret and that equates to power somehow? Like the Epstein files. Like these people all have a secret together. Now I understand the commiseration of secrecy, okay? If it's a mutually assured destruction is what they call it. If I have something on you and you have something on me, we agree not to tell anybody, and then we kind of get up to real shenanigans because we know that the only person who knows my secret is going to support me in my shenanigans and vice versa, which, I mean, doesn't that make a little bit of sense? Just a little bit of sense. Oh, this world is crazy. But I like that we gave it back. I also hate that we had it. And congratulations, Mexico, you get your stuff back. More on Epstein. Newsweek, new Jeffrey Epstein survivors coming forward. It's good because we are halfway through August recess, which is the craziest thing. I am so blown away by the fact that our Congress gets 4 weeks of recess. The people running the country get to take one whole month off while the rest of us struggle to maybe get 2 weeks off a year. And meanwhile, they're getting paid handsome salaries. Obviously not handsome enough because they have to take a bunch of money from Pfizer. They have to have that money from AIPAC. Come on, guys, we have to have AIPAC money. Otherwise, we don't know. Why are we even talking about this, Nancy Pelosi? I don't know my husband's stuff. Why it matters? Because it matters. Please, it matters. Nobody likes sex offenders. And can we please release the list of people attached to the name Epstein? The name Epstein and Maxwell, that's one side of the equation. Then the other side of the equation is all the names on the list that participated in these potentially ritualistic, let's call them ritualistic acts. Let's say best case scenario, they're actually protecting us from a world dominance invasion of aliens. And the only way to do it is to sacrifice children sexually. Yeah, that's a good story. We'll sell them that. Moving on. BBC. Just the headlines. BBC mirrors the headlines of Google news almost line for line. I swear they've got to be the same company. But the thing I liked about this is the handshake. Trump says 25% chance Putin summit will end in failure and floats further talks with Zelensky. I mean, curb your expectations, right? But it's more like 25% chance that it will end in success, 75% chance or higher that it will end in a failure. But here's the issue that I have. This stare down between these two, clearly the handshake, if you don't know about the language of a handshake, when someone gives you the this handshake and they turn their hand over yours, they consider themselves to be a dominating factor over you. Okay, it is a dominating handshake. You can look it up. Don't worry, I looked it up. Putin dominates Trump in this handshake. If you shake with your hand under, that is the supplicating gesture, begging or submissive. Now, I do it myself in my personal life, but I crush your hand while I'm doing it. I think Trump should have been like, yeah, we'll just, why don't we shake hands side by side? That's the equal future. Listen, guys, I know this has been rough and it's just the news, okay? I can't do anything about it, but I can show you a bowl full of kittens at the end. So feel free to adjust your shorts back down to their normal levels. Consider yourselves kicked in the dick by the news and myself. I'm Ray Stone. Enjoy your weekend. I hope all of your dreams come true, and we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.